yesterday we learned the first side of Tosis. What's the side that you could be makdish in the sugya of Misusa? Today we want to learn the second side of Tosis, the side that you can't be makdish in. We focus into a couple of nekudas of shat in Tosis. A dilma, even nafilu gavar echad, v'yachal hasheni, manzer, v'letoifai, mimena zaycha. Tosis over here says the Gevaldik Yechidish in Kol Da'alim Gavar. Tosis says the din of Kol Da'alim Gavar is that even though there's one that's Zeicha, he's Alim V'taka, if the Sheni grabs it away from him, he wins. This Chiddush of Tosis is not Pasha. In the Rush in Baba Basra on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Rush is Choylik on Tosis, and the Rush learns the din of Kol Da'alim Gavar means that whoever is Olim is Gavar, and once he's Gavar once, he wins, and it doesn't go back and forth. And the Rush says, Asvara, Loi Mistaber, that Chazal would be Masakin, that people should be fighting all the time. If you're going to say Kol Da'alim Gavar is like Tosis, as it comes out, Bezin is paskening that people should fight with each other and hit each other and push each other and fight over the thing all the time. It's Lo Mistaber, Bezin would give such a sack one time. Oh, but more than one time, Chazal, Kol Yomav, everyone's going to be looking at the other person, waiting for him to turn around for a second and grab it away from him. And the other one, it's not Mistaber, Bezin would make such a sack. But Tosis is Choylik. Tosis learns not that way. Tosis learns Kol Da'alim Gavar is whoever gets it, keeps it. What's the beer of the Machlekes, Tosis, and the Rush? As Moedi Tochin, that the beer is Yisaitis de Gemachlekes, and what the gather of Kol Da'alim Gavar? What's the gather of the Psach? Tosis in Baba Basra Daf Kufei, and in Ksubis Daf Chof, says like Tosis Bayas that you could be Choyzer V'Taykif. However, Tosis adds words. Tosis gives a little bit of Divrei explanation. Tosis says the reason why you could be Choyzer V'Taykif is because Kol Da'alim Gavar is exactly the same thing as Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. Tosis' Shita is by Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. If someone is typhus with a tainus bari, he wins the din taira. In the sugya, takvu kain moitzi in miyadai, because he's a shema, he's a suffix, tfisa doesn't help. Tfisa with a tainus bari helps. As it comes out, whenever the din is moitzi mechaver al varaya, what is the halacha? The halacha is, one day, Reuven's holding on to it, it's his. The next day, if Shimon grabs it from him, Shimon's a muchzik. Shimon is a bari. He grabbed it. He becomes moitzi mechaver al varaya. The next day, if Reuven grabs it back from Shimon, as then, Reuven is the muchzik. And now the din is moitzi mechaver al varaya. As lefi zeh, kol da'alim gavar is just the psak of moitzi mechaver al varaya. And the Shavish Abay is in the Rimagash in Baba Basa Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Rishonim themselves says, what is this din called the Olam Gavra? Chidin Parsiyu? It sounds like a Goyisha din. Like the strongest guy wins. Like, what kind of a din is that? That's prehistoric. That's low. That's not. What kind of a din is it? Zot the Rimagash together is of Kol Da'alim Gavar is the first person whose typhus becomes the muchzik. As then we go back to the klal, Amoitzi Mechavero Olvaraya. Now there's no muchzik, there's a suffix, we don't know what to do. Kol Da'alim Gavar is, we say, whoever grabs it, whoever has it in his hand, he's the muchzik. As what is the psak of Kol Da'alim Gavar? It's not a psak of Alimus, it's a psak. Whoever grabs it is the muchzik, and he wins. Oh, Bezei, what does the Rush ask? The Rush asks, what? Bezdin is making a psak that the whole day you should be fighting with each other and trying to grab it away. That's what Taisus, the Rush, asks on Taisus. Taisus will answer very simple. The psak of Kol Dolam Gavar is not, guys, every day fight it out, and whoever's stronger, he gets to keep it. No, that's not the psak of Kol Dolam Gavar. The psak of Kol Dolam Gavar is, we don't know. Whoever has it is the muchzik. Just like every muchzik, that's the din. We don't know. Whoever has it is the muchzik. As now the halacha is, whoever has it is the muchzik. That's not a chilik of the psak. The psak of Bezin is not, whoever grabs it, you grab it today, it's yours, you grab it tomorrow, it's yours. No, Bezin's not pasking, grab, grab, grab. Bezin's pasking, we don't know. As the psak is, whoever has it, it's moitzi mechaver, all of a rai. It's not shver, the Rush is shayin. Why does the Rush ask? Because the Rush very famously has a mechudish de gepshat in Kol the Olam Gavar. Zog the Rush, what's the reason for Kol the Olam Gavar? Because we assume the guy who it's really his, he's gonna fight the hardest. He's gonna bring some raya, he's gonna fight the hardest. When you know it's yours, you're moisa nefesh to show that you're right. When you don't know it's yours, you don't fight so hard. As the psak of Kol the Olam Gavar is based on a svara, a milsa de mistabra, that the guy who's the real bailim, he's gonna fight and he's gonna win. Oh. As Lefi said, the psak of Kol the Olam Gavar is not a psak of moitzi mechaver al v'raya. The psak is, the guy who wins, it's probably his. As if Kol the Olam Gavar, we would paskin that whoever wins, it's his. And this continues, as that's a chedek of the psak of Kol the Olam Gavar. We're fighting, if you win first, it's yours. If you win afterwards, it's yours. If you win again, it's yours. As then the psak is Kol the Olam Gavar. It's a fight. The guy who fights stronger wins. As if we let it continue, we're giving a psak that you guys should fight it out for the rest of time. And that Bezdin doesn't give a psak to fight it out. The Rush is learning the psak of Kol the Olam Gavar is fight. Whoever fights, he's the winner. Whoever fights harder, it's his. As you don't give out a psak, keep on fighting, guys, for the rest of your lives. Fight. And whoever stronger, he's gonna win. We don't give such psakim. That's time to Rush. The Taisus Lashitasai, Kol the Olam Gavar isn't fighter winner. Kol the Olam Gavar is, we don't know what to do. Whoever has it, he's the muchzik. As that, kach is the din. Whoever has it, he becomes the muchzik. Okay. As thus is a shein shtikel of Kol the Olam Gavar. That's what we could say it in Baba Basa, Lama Dalet, Amit Beis. Gishmak. Oh, you could say it over here too. It's Aruch Bir. Why is Taisus being Mechadish Chedushim and called the Olam Gavar in the Sugya of Mesusa of Baba Metzia? This is a Sugya of Chaim Moichsim, Schos Tkifa, Hekdesha. Taisus is Stam Varving Shtikloch Tairis. Taisus has to give a shir, he has to Varv Shtikloch Tairis. What's Tutzach Da? Why is Taisus bringing this in, this Chedush La'alocha? As I hear Taisus holds this way. Taisus says it in other places in Chas. But why is Taisus saying it in our sugya, Mazen Ageya Lekat? Why did Taisus say this Chiddush in our sugya? Bavur and Taisus, you need this Kripshah in the sugya. Taisus needed to say this Chiddush to explain the sugya over here. Why? As the answer is, because Taisus explains the Tzad of Eidilma based on this. Taisus needs it to explain the second sad. Why can't you be makdishit? You have a schus tkifa. The reason is because if you're makdishit, he's not going to be able to grab it back. And normally the din in Kol the Olam Gavar is he could grab it back. As al yedei hegdish, you're doing more than tkifa. V'loy olim hegdish mitkifa. As Taisus doesn't stam varf, throw out a shtikol teira, a shtikol chiddish. Taisus needs it to explain the Gemara. It's kontig. It's necessary for pshat in the Gemara. Oh, that's the reason why there's a tzad that you can't be makdish. Thus is why Taisus needs to say it in our sugya. As how is the Rosh that's choylik in Baba Basra? How is the Rosh going to explain the Oy Dilma of the sugya? Meaning we just saw that Taisus says a Chiddush, and he needs the Chiddush to explain the old Dilma of the sugya. As the Rosh, which in Baba Basra is choylik on Taisus, the Rosh can't learn like Taisus. Vadvarim matimim ma'oid. The dvarim are matim. How do you say that in English? Shtim. That's Yiddish. How do you say it in English? Click. Oh, the things click. Oh, if you open up the Taisus Rosh over here, the Taisus Rosh does not say like Taisus. When he explains the suffix over here, the Taisus Rosh explains it differently. Because Lishitasai, the Taisus Rosh, can't explain the suffix like Taisus. The Taisus Rosh says the suffix over here is Hegdish Ketkifa. He uses totally different words. He doesn't explain like Taisus. Because he can't explain like Taisus, because he doesn't hold of Taisus. Oh. As it mamish stims, it clicks lahafli. Oh. Taisus over here is mamish. Ah. And the Rosh is Lishitasa. Okay. Thus is in the Idol. As Taisus says like this, if he's gonna be Makdishin, it's gonna be Chal forever. And that's better than when he's Toikifit. Hegdish can't be better than Kifa. So there's an interesting question on Taisus. Okay, as I understand, if he's gonna be Makdishin, it's gonna be, if it's gonna be Chal forever, it's going to be a problem, because then Hegdish is better than Kifa. Abba Yavai Aben V'Yishol. Okay, so leave Hegdish Bichal until he's Taikifet. Why not? Meaning, Taisus says, what are the words of Taisus? Hegdish B'Loi Tokva. Odilma Kimon Dafilim Yochol Hashem Ezocho. Hu Adin Hegdish B'Loi Tokva. Lo Yochol Hegdish Klal. As I understand, it can't be chala hegdish that'll make that you can't be taikiv it. It can't be chala hegdish forever, because hegdish can't be better than tkifa. But why don't we have a middle ground? Leave it be chala hegdish until he's taikiv it. And when he's taikiv it, the hegdish will be bach. Okay, what does Zaylam say on such a question? Why not? You know, Taisus before said a chiddush. Mishtoma su leipaka. It was a chiddush. Okay. So that chiddush doesn't work. Oh, it was okay. So he could only be makdishin until he's taikif. Why not? Anyone have an idea, a plan? No, we want it to be chal at the same time. When he's makdish, it'll be chal. And when the other guy comes and grabs it back, it goes off. Why not? You'll say there's no such thing. Why not? There's hegdish lalamid yoyim. You can make a hegdish lalamid yoyim. We've had such things before.
Right now, he has a full bialis, so can't be talking.
You can make a hegdish lalamid yoyim if you have a full bialis. Why not? Why not?
Because
what's the difference in OV?
You have to have
He walks over and he grabs it.
I don't know when he's going to do that.
I don't know, but okay, it's hegdish until the guy grabs it. I can make hegdish at shiterit kshamim. I can make hegdish until he grabs it. Why not?
In mamon or in chavetz, you can make hegdish.
Oh?
You can make hegdish in chavetz.
Whatever you want, sure. Anyone have a pshat?
Is that a sarin in your bias if you do it for a
non? A sarin in.
If
I make a hegdish for 30 days, it's a sarin my bias. That's a new one.
No, if you don't, you just have to wait, so you
don't. What?
If you're doing it until you grab the away, that means that in your das, you only grab it away, so you're not involved
in it. Oh, it's a sarin in his das or in his bias. Which one do you need? Over here, you see a chiddush. If you're a bialim and you decide you're makdishit for 30 days, you could do that. If you decide you're makdishit ad shedavid shamim, you could do that. That's okay. But if someone else has a schus to end your hegdish whenever you want, then you're not called a bialim to be makdishit. Being that someone has the right to take away and make that your hegdish is not chal, he can make you ois bialim, as you don't have a kayach to make such a hegdish. Kach rayim b'taisis. A gavaldige chiddush. That bialis to be magdish means I have a bialis. I'm a bialim. But if someone else has the right to end my bialis whenever he wants to, he walks over, takes it, finished. You're finished. You're gone. You're history. That is not enough of a bialis to be magdish. Now, you can learn it's a chsarin in bialis, or you could learn it's a chsarin in hegdish, or you could say a different hesra. Of a mashanegel in yonenu, you see in Taisis a gavaldiga chiddush, and that's beika what we want to point out. That you, if someone else could grab it and make it ice hegdish, you cannot make it hegdish even until he grabs it. And I think that's a big chiddush. But by Taisis, this was not a chiddush. It's like kalachriyad. He like slips it in under the table. Yeah. Oh well, it's taka chiddush. Okay. As those are the nekudas we saw in Taisis. We saw in Taisis. Taisis over here says a chiddush in dine called olam gavar, that they could be taifis back. The rush is chaylik. We saw what the hezber of the machlekes. We saw why does Taisis stay it in the sugya, because this is the way he's explaining the sugya. You need this to explain the sugya. And then we saw in Taisis, therefore the Hegdish is not Chal B'chal. Why not? Leave the Hegdish B'chal until the Tekifa. We see in Taisis, it's a granted in Taisis. You cannot make such a Hegdish that the Hegdish is Chal L'zmakim. And Oilam's Maskim, that it's a granted in Taisis. You can't make a Hegdish that the Hegdish is Chal L'zman Misuyah. Okay. Yesterday we asked a question in Taisis. Taisis started the Taisis, and Taisis says, if he's Taifis, and then he's Makdish, Su Leipaka. And therefore we have it said in the Gemara that if he's Ikdesha, it's Chal forever. As we asked, why does Taisis need that to explain the question? The question should be that if he has a schus kifa, he could be makdishit. And how long will the hegdish be chal? Well, it will be chal until the other guy is takafit. Why not? That's what we asked yesterday. And we said Rav Asher's wonderful, beautiful pshat in Taisis. Now that we see the hemshech of Taisis, one could say it was a given in Taisis. There is no such thing. You can't be makdishit l'zman. If you're makdishit, it has to be forever. There's no such thing on makdishit until the other guy is taken. As Taisis had a given in the sugya, if the hegdish is chal, the hegdish is chal forever. There is no such thing that hegdish is chal until the other person is taken. Kach we see in the bottom line of Taisis. Okay, if we see that in the bottom line of Taisis, let's go back to the first line of Taisis. As Taisis had a question, how could you say that pshat in Higdisha, the tzad of the Gemara, you could be makdish is, the Hegdish will be chal forever, and he can never be taifis it back, because that's the only way you could be makdish it. Hare, even if he's tukav and he's makdish it, he can't be makdish it forever. As therefore, Taisis has to be mocked into the sugya that if he's going to be tafasit, he could be makdishit forever. As now we could have a sugya that if he's makdishit before the tkifa, it should be chal forever. As lefi zeh, Taisis had a havana, hanocha, which you see clearly in the hemshech of Taisis, And that's why he needed his Akdama. Okay, but that's Chelik Aleph of Tosis. What's the first side? What's the second side? Okay, let's continue. Tosis continues. Vashta Aisi Lefi Zeh Stam Ashena Dir. Tosis spends Mamish. 1, 2, 3. Only 4 lines, but they're really wide ones. 4 wide lines of explaining what the Sofik Yemisus is. You look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't even have one thin one to explain it. Does Rashi hold like Tosis? Yeah, I don't think you have to be an Eloi to realize. If Rashi held like Tosis, he would have to explain it. Tosis is Matriach, 4 big lines of Tosis to explain it. Rashi is clearly learning the Gemara, not like Tosis. If he held like Tosis, he should have to explain it. Okay, so he doesn't hold like Tosis. So why doesn't he explain anything? He has to explain something. How can I learn a Rashi, a Gemara without Rashi? Before the art scroll days. How can I do that? How am I going to know what it means? Rashi has to explain to me. How am I supposed to learn? Why isn't Rashi? Tosis muches to explain what pshat in Ahu Mesusis. 4 wide lines. Rashi garnished. What's going on? Muchach Rashi holds the suffix here is exactly the suffix we had before. As there is nothing in the world to explain. Because it was already explained in the sugya before. The sugya before we had a suffix. Is Kifa called Shalai or not? That's the same thing over here. Aye, that's such a simple formula. Why didn't Tosis follow that formula? Tosis l'shita, so I like the Mashal speaks out. Because Tosis in the last sugya learned the suffix is shtika kaida. That doesn't work in our sugyas. Tosis has to make a new suffix. But Rashi before didn't learn shtika kaida. As the sugya flows through. Okay. Very nice. Oh, now let's move on. Because maybe it belongs to him, as therefore he could be taikif. Alma filu loy takva, chashiv ki ilu takva ka vegdisha bi oidai bi yadai. Okay. As Rashi says, what's the pshat in the sugya? Why could you be matrishit? Rashi says, because afilu loy takva, choshev ki ilu takva kvar v'gdisha v'oidai v'yoda. Rashi explains it because it's choshev ki ilu kvar takva. As we have an interesting shayla. Why does Rashi wait till Vav Amid Beis? To explain Choshev Ki'ilu Kvar Takva. Rashi explained on Amid Aleph what's Pshat in Masusa. As Rashi should have said right away, Choshev Ki'ilu Kvar Takva. You know, in some yeshivas in America, they spend a week on Taisus Vav Amid Aleph. They don't even turn over the page till a week later. Nebuch! They're not even going to see what the suffix is. Why does Taisus wait told the Amid Beis to tell me what is the Hesber in the Sofik? Tosis should have said it right away. If this is the Hesber in the Sofik, why does Tosis wait till he... What does the island Taina? Obviously, Tosis saw something over here by Tak Rukayim. That over here, it became clear that the tzad you could do it is ki'ilu takfa kvar. Okay, but I want to give the Olam a little bit to think. We're explaining a lot. Now we're giving the Olam a little bit to think. What could have Tosis seen here? Oh, now we're going to go. By. Okay, Tosis says, what's the tzad that it works? Choshva ki'ilu takfa kvar. What does it mean? Choshva ki'ilu takva kvar. He wasn't taikiv it. As why is it choshva ki'ilu kvar takva? Pashit, how do you read the words of Taisis? What does Taisis mean? Why is it Chashiv Ki'ilu Kvar Takva? He wasn't Taikiv. What is the Ilam Taina? How did the Ilam learn? How could you say it's Chashiv Ki'ilu Kvar Takva? He wasn't Takva. What? Alima Sahin, Alima Saher, what does it mean, Khashiv Kilu Kvartak? He wasn't Taikivit.
All those hektish happened before he was Taikivit. What does that mean?
The guy, everyone's talking around, around, and around. What does it mean, Kilu Kratokva? Like someone asked, what's the difference between the Derech HaLimud of Reb Chaim and everyone else? He says that everyone else, if they ask, what is a cake? What do they say? A cake is yummy. A cake you make mezainis on it. Reb Chaim said, it's kemach and mayim. What is this? As Ilam's talking around and around and around about the sugya, what is Kilu Kratokva? Zog. They're talking about it's nice, it's yummy, it's delicious, it looks good. Tachlis, what is this? What's main Kilu Kratokva?
The shayla by hektish is to be in your shus.
Yeah.
So the takva is in your shus, and so too, it's not in your shus, but it's shaykh to you enough.
Okay. Okay, good. So why is it Kilu Kvar Takva? Taisa says it's Choshev Kilu Kvar, Kilu Takva Kvar Vigdisha. Taisa doesn't say that he's Makdish it and the Hegdish makes it. Taisa says it's Choshev Kilu Kvar Takva and then he was a Gdisha. The Olam's trying to learn that Ayidei the Hegdish, it's Ketakva, like the Taisis Arosh. Of the words of Taisis are different. It's Choshev Ki'ilu Takva Kvar Vigdisha. It's Mashma the Takva is okay. So what could be the Ki'ilu Takva? Just simple, nothing heavy. As there were those that wanted to say, well, Ha'aymid, there's a famous sugya in Zvachim, Ha'aymid Lizraik Kizarek Dami, Ha'aymid Liftais Kipadui Dami, Ha'aymid Liknais Kikani Dami, as this is one of the Aymids. As that's what Taisis means, it's Aymid to be Takva. As being that it's Aymid Liyas Takva, it's Kilu Kvar, he has a schus to be Taikif, and it's Aymid Liknais. The Tzarech Iyun Gadol. Why is it Aymid Lakach? Mechatesi, it's Aymid Lakach to be Takva. We're talking about where the other guy is huge, he's muscular, he works in the mafia. You don't start in with him. If you know, if you have a little bit of a brain in your head. Who says it's Aymid Liyas Takva? If you take one look at this guy, you go to the other side of the city. Yeah. It's Aymid Liyas Takva. Mechatesi. Verzok, das ist der Hechatimsel. I made this leap drive commanded Takva. Taisis doesn't say the word. Okay. Now we're going to say the pshat of Rav Nachum and Rav Asher. If we would have started and said the pshat of Rav Nachum and Rav Asher, everyone would have said it's not meduyik, it's not what Taisis mean. As therefore, we showed everyone they don't know what Taisis means anyway. Okay. Anyway, it's not kibshit. Okay. As now we could go ahead and see how they learn. Okay. What do they say? Zok Rav Nochum and Rav Asher, pshat and tesis of Choshev Ki'ilu Kvar Takva, is what's the mile of Takva? The mile of Takva is because then you have a bilis. When you take of it, you have a schus in it. Because it's chaladin of Moitzi Michavei Roy Oliver Raya. Choshev Ki'ilu Kvar Takva means that even before you take it, your schus is in the suffix that if you'll be taifis it, it'll be yours. As Taisis is trying to say, just like when you taka, you have a schus in the chayfetz, azu adin before you take it, It's choshev ki'ilu kvar tokva le'inyan that you have a schus in the chayfetz now. That's the beer of the words. That afilu loy tokva, even before you were taikif, even before you were zaycha, you didn't put it in your shirt, so it wasn't chalad in a maitzim chaveru. Choshev ki'ilu tokva. It's also you have a schus. Don't think that the pshat is, when I grab it, my schus is chal. But until then, I have nothing. No, even before you grab it, it's chashiv ki'ilu kvar tokva. You have a schus in it also. Yeah, the schus is schus kifa. Now, I'm asking, it's a mechodesh nika way to read the Taisis. Aber kach amre gdeile Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Seinu, that that's the way to read the Taisis. That's what Taisis means. It has a hezber, havana. That's the knech in Taisis. And that's what Taisis is maskil, because Shema Yesh L'Kayim Ba. Maybe taka, when I'm zeichin it afterwards, now it's chal my rishus. Why do I have a rishus before? Because maybe it's really mine. What are you saying? Kol Dalam Gavra takes it away from me? No, it didn't take it away from me because I still have a schus in it. If I'll be taikif it, it'll be mine. See, even now, before I was taikif, I have a schus in the safek that when I'm taikif it, it'll be mine. Oh, that is the mahalach that they wanted to learn. That's the pshat and choshev kilu tokva. The schus of after tkifa you have even now. That's the chosh. As it doesn't mean physically it's ki'ilu kvar tokva. It doesn't mean it's kilu. Physically it's kilu he walked over and grabbed it. It means in lomdis, in din, just like by tokva you have a schus, as even before the tokva, it's choshev kilu tokva. You have the schus of the tkifa even now. As choshev kva ilu kva tokva is klapi the schus that you get from the tkifa. That's the way they will master it. The tachi rabbeh, the hasam, in tokva kayin maitziyin miyadai, rabbeh pishen the kayin by klum, da filu kva tokva maitziyin miyadai, filu achasun di giza vavoyda, vakoch mishum di dusha ba, me'eleo shani. Thus is the Taisus. The Taisus Rush has a different mahalach in the Sugya. The Taisus Rush learns not as complicated as Taisus. The Taisus Rush learns the Shaila is Hegdish Ketakva. Zeir Gishmak. Why didn't Taisus learn the Shaila was if Hegdish is Ketakva? The Chemdish Maima is Medayik Taisus, because Taisus says it's Choshev Kilu Takva Kvar Vegdisha. Mashmet's two steps, not that the Hegdish is Ketakva. Void that Taisus on the Amid Aleph is not agreeing. That's what Taisus is saying, that Hegdish is Ketakva. Why didn't Taisus learn like the Taisus Arash? Lefi the Taisus Arash, this was such an easy sugya. The Shaila is Hegdish Ketakva or not? Zog dichem de shloima a gishmak pshat. Zog dichem de shloima, because Taisus hold by Bechor, it's not shayach to say Hegdish is Ketakva. Ay, it's aser begiza vavoyde. But we're talking about a Bechor bizman hazeh. A Bechor bizman hazeh. Dainu lacha chorben habeis hamikdash. Is not Kaddish. It's only usher begiza vavoida. It's not bishus hegdish. As what's the yisoid hegdish is ketkifa? Because hegdish is rishus hegdish. As rishus hegdish is ketkifa. But that's not shayich by a bechor la'achar achorbin. Because a bechor la'achar achorbin, the ganze din is it's also begiza vavoide. It's not rishus hegdish. It doesn't have kedushas karbin b'chlal. As therefore, Taisus did not want to learn like the Rush that you say the shayla is hegdish ketkifa. And therefore, Taisus learned a different shayla and called the Olam Gava and the Rush Hashitah. So he couldn't learn like Taisus, like we saw before. So here we see the mahalach of Taisus, the mahalach of the Rush, and why each one did not learn like the other one. The shayla is, why will the Rosh argue? What's he going to do with the chen d'shloimeh shayla? As you have to say, the iser giza v'avoida will only be chal if it will be chal rishus hekdish, even though it's not kodesh lantra. That's God using it. Okay. Now since the Reb Nochum asked a stira in Taisus. Reb Nochum, Reb Asher asked a stira in Taisus in what the suffix is. You look at Taisus and Amud Aleph. It looks like the suffix is Olim Hegdish Mitkifa. You look at Taisus on Amud Beis and it looks like the suffix is it Ki'ilu Kvar Takfa or not? As a stira in Taisus. Yeah, that's what they asked. La'achara Iyot. On day two, Lo'yhayiv Lo'yniv for the stira. No one else besides Reb Nochum and Reb Asher ask it. It's not a stira. You see a stira? What do you see in Taisus if you look well? Be very careful. Taisus on the Amud Aleph explains that Sad it's not Chal, that what? Because Hekdesh is Lo'yalim Kitkif. Hekdesh is Lo'yalim Mitkif. Taisus on the Amud Aleph didn't explain the other Sad flipping it over. He only explained that Sad it doesn't work. That Hekdesh is Lo'yalim Mitkifa. On Taisus and Amud Beis, Taisus explaining Bitzad that the Hekdesh is Chal. As Koidim called, let's just be Misada the Inyan. Taisus and Amud Beis is explaining what's the Sad Hekdesh is Chal, because Hekdesh is Kilu Kratakva. Taisus on the Amud Aleph is explaining what's the Sad, it's not Chal, because Hekdesh can be Olim Mitkifa. As what is Reb Nochum saying? Oh, it's far meduyik, that's the kudus hashayla. As Reb Nochum's asking from a deep, even though each one's speaking out the other side, but he's asking, b'chor it's meduyik, that the machlekes is in this nekuda. On that, not muchach. What do we mean? Taisus on the Amud Aleph explained the suffix. Taisus on the Amud Beis added a knach in Havana, but he wasn't explaining the suffix. Meaning, everyone holds Hekdesh is Ki'ilu, everyone holds it's Ki'ilu Kratak. That is not the Shaila. The Shaila is, if it's Ki'ilu Kratak, is a schus of Ki'ilu Kratak enough to be Makdesh? That's Taisus on Amud Aleph. What's the shaylet for schus of ki'ilu kvar takva is enough to be makdashit? The second chelik of Taisus says, being that I have a schus tkifa, and I have a schus to take it back from you, and if you're going to be makdash, it's going to be chal your hekdash for oilam, as my schus tkifa is ma'akiv your bailis from being makdashit. As because I have a schus over here to be taken from you, and if you're going to be makdashit, it's not, I'm not going to be able to be taken from you, as therefore my schus bailis is ma'akiv you from being makdashit. Because if you're going to be makdashit, you're going to take something away from me. And you don't have enough bailis to take it away from me. As it's ki'ilu kratokva. It's ki'ilu kvatokva. You weren't taking it yet. As kivin shekain, now when you're being makdashit, you're taking it away. What is the first side hold? But if I was taking it, then I could be makdashit. So why can't I do it with basachas? I'll do a hekdish and that'll be everything. The second side says, no, when you're taking it, it's yours already. You're zeichen it lagamri. Then you could be makdashit. Oh, but when you're just using a ki'ilu kvar takva, it's not a schus gomor. And if you're going to use your ki'ilu kvar takva, you're going to be mafkia my schus tkifa bechazara. That you can't do a hekdish with such a schus. As you have a schus, and you want to use the schus to be mafkia mi lagamri, that you can't do. That's the second side. And the first side holds no. Being that if I would have been tokif it, I have the schus to do it, is even before I'm tokif it, I still have the schus to do it. As it's not a stira, everything's true. It just, it's totally in the oimik of what you're speaking. The choira is the kifo. As the Yisayda Shaila is, when you have a Ki'ilu Kvatakva, as Toysis on Amid Bey says, Ki'ilu Kvatakva, everyone holds on Amid Aleph, Ki'ilu Kvatakva. He never said on Amid Bey, the Shaila is Ki'ilu Kvatakva. It is Ki'ilu Kvatakva. There is a source. The Shaila is Ki'ilu Kvatakva enough? And that Toysis, and Cain is Mistaber, Toysis on Vavah and Aleph explain the Shaila. What a Vav Amid Beis is going to come back and explain something different. About or not? As Vav Amid Aleph is the Shaila. On Vav Amid Beis, he added words, he added an angle, he explained more in the Kuda, but he's not changing what he said on Vav Amid Aleph. Kach is Nira, is shot in Taisus. Okay. Thus is the Shver Sugya, Shver Taisus, the Omo, the Ogea, as Hashem is Yad Kishmaya. We hope we will mime it Hadover al Tila. And we'll give Valdigas Yatta Nishmaya. If the Amelus Gdela of the Olam to understand the Taisis, Hashem gave us a Shabbosof. Mamish, perfect timing. One of the biggest shreds, the Taisis, how we could go. We could be Mishazik and we could get ready for the next Chalik of the Sugya. The next Chalik of the Sugya is one of the most famous. There are two angles of the sugya that are very, very famous. One angle of the sugya is Tfisa helps in Sveikis. The second angle of the sugya is that there's a mitzvah of Ma'is Koyin. As how are we paskening with Moitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya? What happened to the mitzvah of Ma'is Kuna? And that's the angle, how Cheskes Mamon affects Yisur. Those are the next two sugyas of Tavu Kayin. This is what we call the easier chelik of Tavu Kayin. The harder chelik of Tavu Kayin we're finished with. Hashem was mezakas with his manim. You can call it that. You get very upset at me. A Shabbos, Menucha, Chizuk, whatever. Okay. And then we come back to the Gishmaka Sugis of Moitzi Mechaveh Avaraya, Tvisa, and Sveikis. We come back with the Chizuk, with Sugis that Mamish are very Gishmak and very, all Sugis are, but these are Moi Moi, the Svaras are Gishmak, and everything is much more Makalas, the Cheshvin is not as hard. Okay.